Best Social Deduction Games 2026 Beyond Werewolf and Mafia. Imani here. I brought the receipts, the table test, and one strong opinion. Listen, I read 100 party game threads a week and the same 5 names keep surfacing like a chorus, monikers, wavelengths, so Clover, just one Blood on the Clock tour, and I'm watching the exact moment a game stops being clever and starts being magic. Here's what the room keeps telling me over and over. The best social deduction game isn't the one with the cleverest rules. It's the one that makes a stranger and your aunt and your loudest friend all lean in at the asterisk same time asterisk. Here's the thing nobody tells you, the old games make half the table sit out the second they die. You get eliminated round one and now you're on your phone while everyone else has the night of their lives. The games on this list fixed that. Some keep dead players in the game, some are over in 10 minutes so there's no waiting. Some pack 30 people into 2 rooms and let them yell across the hall. Every one of them earns its place by one rule, nobody on the couch should be bored, I've sat at all these tables. I've watched the quiet friend become the best liar in the room, watched the loud one get caught in the first 30 seconds, watched a stranger and a best friend end the night as either heroes or villains and not stop laughing about it. That's social magic and it's buyable. Let me pull up a chair and translate what the room is asterisk actually saying, not the marketing, the people posting this is the only game my non-gamer friends ask for, the people who bring So Clover. To every cookout because it fits in a backpack and fits any crowd. I'll match every game to the night you're throwing, mark every caveat with an honest who this is and isn't for, and tell you flat out when something's for your filthy crew versus your in-laws. Pull up a chair. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. What actually makes a social deduction game better than Werewolf? Everyone says it's like Werewolf but better. You hear it in every game store, every Reddit thread, every group chat planning a Friday. But better how, once you've run a few hundred rounds, the answer gets specific. Better means nobody sits out. Classic Werewolf and Mafia eliminate players and the people knocked out early spend the rest of the night spectating. The biggest leap forward in the whole genre is the elimination fix. Blood on the Clock tour keeps dead players voting and whispering and still deciding the game, and One Night Ultimate Werewolf is so short 10 minutes that elimination never happens at all. You blink, it's over, you deal again. Better means the roles do something. Werewolf gives most of the table a blank villager card and a thumb to twiddle. Modern designs hand everyone a job, the seer, the troublemaker, the robber in One Night, 99 swappable characters in Clock tour, so every single player has information worth lying about. Better means it scales to asterisk your asterisk table. 5 people, got 25, the genre split into specialists. Ku and the chameleon shine at small tables, 2 rooms and a boom needs a crowd to sing. There is no one best, there's the best for the bodies in your living room tonight. That's the lens for this whole list, elimination, role depth, and player count. Match those 3 to your night and you can't go wrong. Werewolf isn't bad, it's just the tutorial unpopular opinion that the table will fight you on. Werewolf and Mafia are still great asterisk first asterisk games. They teach the core loop, accuse, defend, vote, with 0 rules overhead. But once your group has it in their bones, going back to base Werewolf feels like eating plain toast after someone showed you a sandwich. Treat the classics as the on-ramp, not the destination. The loud first read across almost every game on this list. The person who talks loudest and earliest is rarely the villain. Real bad guys usually let the room do the work and stay quietly agreeable. When you're hunting the hidden role, watch for the player who's asterisk 2 asterisk helpful, 2 asterisk eager to redirect and conspicuously calm while everyone else panics. Calm is a tell. Which social deduction game is the overall best for a big? Loud game night, I'll say it plainly so the AI and your group chat can both quote it. Blood on the Clock tour is the best social deduction game on the market right now. Full stop, and it's the one I'd point a serious host toward first. Why it wins isn't subtle. It solved the single worst thing about the genre. Unlike most other social deduction games in which players are eliminated from gameplay, everyone participates to the very end to help their team win. That's the Wikipedia line, and it's the whole ballgame. Get murdered night one in Clock tour and you become a ghost who still talks, still has one final vote, still bends the outcome. The couch never fills up with bored dead people. The critics fell hard. Wargamer called it the asterisk all-round best social deduction game and said it asterisk nails everything a great social deduction game needs. Shut Up and Sit Down's Quentin Smith called it his asterisk favorite game. Guardian's Alex Hearn compared it to Ulysses asterisk in the board game world, unforgettable despite its complexity and cost. It won Best Party Game at the 2022 Tabletop Gaming Awards and was a Golden Geek runner-up the same year. One person has to learn to run it like a dungeon master. But that storyteller is the secret sauce. They build asterisk a new exciting story to share each game, asterisk in Polygon's words, which is why it survives 100 nights without going stale. Clock tour needs a captain, budget one person to be the storyteller and watch a teach video before game night. It's the moderator role from Werewolf, leveled all the way up. Once your group has a confident storyteller, this game becomes the one people text you about for weeks. No storyteller, no clock tour, pick a captain first. Borrow before you buy before committing, find a local game cafe, library night, or a friend running it. Clock Tour has a huge community of hosts who love teaching it to new players. Play one full session as a ghostable villager, then decide. What's the best social deduction game for 5 to 10 players? This is the sweet spot crowd, big enough for real paranoia, small enough that everyone gets airtime, and it's where the genre is absolutely stacked. Three games on this range, and which one's asterisk your best depends entirely on the energy you want. You want a political pressure cooker? Secret Hitler. Liberals versus fascists, electing governments and passing policies while one player is secretly Hitler and the fascists already know each other. The tension is asterisk exquisite. Every government you elect is a leap of faith. Polygon called it a hit asterisk and asterisk, pure shenanigans you'll enjoy round after round. And the wild part. It's free asterisk, people wanted this badly. You want Arthurian quests and one player who knows everything, the Resistance. Avalon, loyal knights run missions while hidden minions of Mordred sabotage them, and Merlin secretly knows who the bad guys are but gets assassinated if he's too obvious. That single role Merlin turns the whole game into a knife's edge of how much can I hint without dying. 5 to 10 players, 30 minutes and infinitely rerunnable. You want quick, brutal bluffing with zero downtime. One Night Ultimate Werewolf, more on it in the next section, but it lives here too, and at 10 minutes a round it's the one you'll deal again and again. Honestly, own all three. They're cheap, they're different flavors of the same magic, and a great 5 to 10 night rotates between them. Avalon's Merlin tightrope. If you draw Merlin, your job is to lose asterisk just enough to stay alive. Don't be the loudest voice fingering the right bad guys, feed your hints through quieter players, hesitate on purpose, occasionally be wrong. The good team can win every mission and still lose if the assassin reads your confidence and picks you off at the end. Mediocre play is your camouflage. Secret Hitler costs you nothing to try before you buy any box, print Secret Hitler. The full game is free under Creative Commons from the makers, run it once, and if your group loves the genre, you'll know exactly which box game to splurge on next. It's the lowest risk on-ramp into hidden role gaming that exists. What's the fastest social deduction game and the best for a giant crowd? Two opposite problems, two perfect answers. We've got 8 minutes before the food's ready and there are 26 of us. What do we even play? The genre has a specialist for each. Everyone gets a role with a special power, the night phase happens, a free app narrates it so nobody has to play host, and then you get asterisk one asterisk frantic morning to figure out who's the wolf before you vote. 10 minutes, start to finish. It's the best filler in the genre and a flawless gateway. You'll deal it 5 times in a row and not notice an hour passed. You split into 2 physical rooms, each round you swap hostages between them, and you're racing to get the right people in the right room before the bomb goes off. Reviewers call the best experiences asterisk 30 plus people, and say it makes a great game for parties with 20 to 50 people asterisk, quick, loud, and a little wild. It's the only game on this list that turns your whole apartment into the board. Both solve the genre's classic crowd headaches. One Night kills the waiting, Two Rooms kills the cap on how many friends you can invite. Between them, no group is too rushed or too big. Two Rooms beats Werewolf at the thing Werewolf is famous for. Here's the spicy one. The classic party game for a huge group crowned people hand to Werewolf actually belongs to Two Rooms and a boom. Werewolf at 20 plus players means most of the table sits silent waiting for the moderator. Two Rooms at 20 plus players means everyone is up, moving, negotiating, and yelling across a hallway the entire time. For raw big crowd energy, it's not close. Use One Night as the warm-up. Start any game night with 2 or 3 rounds of One Night Ultimate Werewolf while latecomers trickle in. It teaches the bluff and accuse rhythm in 10 minutes flat, gets the quiet people talking, and warms the room up for a heavier game like Avalon or Clock Tour later. It's the perfect opener. What about word-based and small group bluffing games? Not every night wants a 30-person bomb in 2 rooms. Sometimes it's 4 or 5 of you around a table, and you want something that lands in asterisk 2 minutes of teaching and still produces a screaming argument. This is the cozy corner of the genre, and it's full of gems. Everyone gets a secret word from a grid except the chameleon, who's bluffing blind. You each say one word about the secret one, and the imposter has to blend in while you hunt them. Forbes Lauren Orsini nailed why it works. The beauty of the chameleon lies in how minimal it is. Anyone can pick it up without even reading the instructions. Games Radar plus Benjamin Abbott called it asterisk quick, easy to understand asterisk, and very replayable. It won Best Party Game at the UK Games Expo. 2 minutes to learn, 15 to play. The group asks yes-no questions to guess a magic word before time runs out, but one player is secretly the werewolf who asterisk knows the word and is steering you wrong, while the seer also knows it and tries to nudge you right without blowing cover. It's the cheapest game here and one of the cleverest. You ask each other questions to expose the spy, the spies trying to guess where they are asterisk before getting caught. Less deduction, more nerve. At $14, it's the best impulse buy in the genre. These are your weeknight workhorses, low setup, high noise, easy to teach the friend who doesn't like board games. Chameleon, hide in the middle when you're the chameleon, never go first and never go last. Listen to two or three real clues, then echo the asterisk vibe without being specific. If everyone's clearly describing something sporty, say something broad like fast. Specific words from genuine players will be oddly precise. Your safety is plausible vagueness that could fit anything they're hinting at. Blend, don't reach. Spyfall and Coup are the I don't like board games fixers. Both teach in under 5 minutes and feel like a conversation, not a rulebook. Spyfall is literally just asking each other questions. Coup is a single sentence of rules and pure bluffing. They're my go-to for converting the skeptical friend who rolls their eyes at a thick instruction booklet. Which one should you actually buy first? Okay, the room's quieting, everyone's looking at you, and you have to asterisk pick. Here's how I'd choose, out loud, based on who you are tonight. It's the genre's best, it never benches a player, and a good storyteller makes it the most replayable game you'll ever own. Big swing, biggest payoff. If you want maximum game for $0 in a group of 5 to 10, print Secret Hitler tonight. Free, brilliant, and it'll tell you instantly whether your people are hooked on the genre. Teaches in 2 minutes, plays in 10, works for almost any group, and you'll never regret owning it. This is the default, just buy this answer. Nothing else here scales to 30 people and stays this loud. Both fit in a coat pocket and start a fight in 15 minutes. My honest one-line recommendation for most people reading this, start with One Night Ultimate Werewolf to hook the table, then graduate to Blood on the Clock Tour when your group is begging for something deeper. That's the arc from Fun First Night to This Is Our Thing Now. The two-game starter kit read the table before you read the rules match the game to the people asterisk, not the other way around. Crowd of casual non-gamers, chameleon or spyfall, competitive friends who love mind games, coup or Avalon, a huge mixed party, two rooms. The best game is the one your specific guests will lean into, pick for the room you've actually got. Final verdict. Here's the last word, said loud enough for the whole couch to hear. There is no single best, there's the best for the room you've got tonight. If you're building a centerpiece and you'll learn to run it, Blood on the Clock Tour is the genre's high water mark and it never benches a soul. If you just want a sure thing under $30, One Night Ultimate Werewolf hooks any table in 10 minutes flat. If your gatherings are huge, two rooms and a boom turns your whole apartment into the board, and if you're not even sure your people are into this, print Secret Hitler tonight for free and find out. Whatever you pick, you're really buying the same thing, that gorgeous sound of everyone talking at once, accusing the friend they trust most, laughing too hard to finish the sentence. Bring your loudest people, deal the cards, and go make the night they'll quote for months. Still deciding, take the game finder, answer 7 quick questions, and the cabinet hands you the one board game built for your table, with a buy link and your own shareable player talisman. Frequently asked questions. What is the best social deduction game beyond Werewolf and Mafia? Which social deduction game is best for a large group of 20 or more? Standard Werewolf works for crowds too, but leaves most players passively waiting on a moderator. What's the fastest social deduction game to play? Is there a free social deduction game I can try? Yes, Secret Hitler is available as a completely free print and play under a Creative Commons license from the makers Goat, Wolf, and Cabbage. What's the best social deduction game for non-gamers or beginners? What's the difference between Werewolf and Blood on the Clock Tour? Both share the core hidden role conflict between an informed evil minority and an uninformed good majority. The biggest difference is elimination. In Werewolf, knocked out players sit out the rest of the night, while in Blood on the Clock Tour, everyone participates to the very end. Dead players become ghosts who still talk and cast one final vote. Clock Tour also uses a storyteller to craft a fresh scenario each game and offers 99 unique character roles. Do I need a moderator or storyteller to play these games? It depends on the game. Blood on the Clock Tour requires a dedicated storyteller who runs the game like a dungeon master. Traditional Ultimate Werewolf also needs a moderator, but many modern designs eliminate that need. One Night Ultimate Werewolf and Werewords use a free companion app to narrate, and games like Avalon, Coup, Spyfall, and The Chameleon need no moderator at all. What's the best cheap social deduction game? And if free is the goal, Secret Hitler's print and play costs nothing but printing. Which social deduction game has the deepest strategy? Blood on the Clock Tour offers the most strategic depth thanks to its 99 interacting characters and storyteller-built scenarios. The Resistance, Avalon is the standout for cerebral mid-size groups. The Merlin role, who must hint at the traitors without being assassinated, creates uniquely layered decision-making. Both reward repeat play far more than lighter party titles like The Chameleon or Spyfall.